Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy. Think about the role that comedians have played in shaping the culture, not only of the U.S. society, but of our world as a whole. When you flip through the channels, you can still see the sitcoms that shaped American culture. And a situational comedy was simply a show that took a serious topic and found the humor in it. You remember Fred Sanford from Sanford and Son. Fred had a way of making the heart attack funny. The show Good Times had a way of making living in the ghetto funny. Friends, a sitcom, made relationships and dating funny. And then Seinfeld, you remember, that show made random things funny. In other words, we have lived in a society where comedy dominates. And that's a good thing. I would actually submit to you that in order to be successful in business, you've got to have a commitment to fun. In other words, I would also say that you're not truly fulfilled in business until you're having fun. When was the last time you laughed at the office, enjoyed what you were doing, found a reason to smile and make light of every situation, no matter what it was? I would say that in order to be successful, truly successful in business, we've got to find the ways to enjoy ourselves, having fun in our LAUGH acronym. 5 key steps for making sure that no matter what you're doing at the office, are having a good time. The L in our LAUGH acronym reminds us of the importance of letting it go. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let it go. Yes, the deal may not have turned out the way that you expected, and the people who said they were signing up have never signed up. They listened to you one time, and now they won't return your phone calls. I get it. Let it go. The only way to enjoy life and enjoy business is to have a great forgettery. Now, I said forgettery, not memory. A forgettery is a mechanism that allows us to easily wipe away whatever it is that happened. I think about one of the reasons I like dogs. Dogs have a great ability to let it go. No matter how you punish them or scold them or put them up or whatever the case may be, 5 minutes later, they've forgotten about that. And if you kneel down and tell them to come here, they're going to run at you every single day with joy, wagging their tails. There is nothing you can do to diminish the enthusiasm of even a mere dog. Now, my friends, we're much more intelligent than that, which means that we should have the ability to let every negative situation go, in business especially, even if it doesn't work out the way we plan. And we know things don't always work out as we plan. We can find some reason and ability to let it go. All we have to do is forgive and forget and then focus on the positive. That's the way we let things go. We forgive, forget, and focus on the positive. The A in our LAUGH acronym encourages us to do something abnormal. When was the last time you did something abnormal, something unexpected, something unusual at the office that may have even been in line with your business, but it gave you a funny story, something you could hang your hat on? I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, if you're looking for something abnormal to do, I can tell you the last time I did something abnormal. I went to a car dealership and I wanted to buy a car, but on the test drive, all I did it was talk about my company, my business. And by the time I left that dealership, we had 4 people signed up for Success Training Institute taking classes. Now, I didn't even buy the car. I just got on the test drive because I knew that I wanted to fine-tune the presentation. I wanted to introduce more people, an audience that was captive and receptive that couldn't turn me away. And if you want that kind of audience, you can find it at a car dealership. I'm telling you, I would challenge you to do something funny, do something abnormal, go somewhere you don't normally go. Do something you don't normally do. Say something tasteful that you don't normally say. And experience the joy of having fun. If you normally take the car to work or to the office, to the meeting, try riding a bus or the subway, or do something different to bring another level of levity or lightness to the day. The U in our LAUGH acronym reminds us of the importance of becoming unbreakable. Yes, my friends, becoming unbreakable. We all have the power to become unbreakable. See, what happens when we lose our laughter? It's because we're focused on something that is not pleasant. Remember, focus dictates feelings. One of my great mentors reminded me of the fact that focus dictates feelings. Whatever your mind concentrates on is going to dictate how you feel. And there are people, I think of great men that have shaped the world's culture, like Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 30 years. Yet he still came out and emerged as a champion of the country and ultimately became president. Think of those individuals in life who have become unbreakable. There was no situation that happened to you yesterday that you can't overcome. No challenge that's too big for you to smile through. No situation too tough for you to find some humor in it. Again, that situational comedy says every dark cloud has a silver lining, and there is no challenge too great, no obstacle too hard, no mountain too high that you can't overcome. I would challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to say out loud, I am unbreakable. Unbreakable means that nobody can steal your joy, your happiness, your excitement, your enthusiasm. No one can take away the power of your day. By the same token, my friends, recognize that whatever challenge you may be facing is temporary, it's not permanent, and you can find some humor in it, no matter what it might be. My friends at G in our LAUGH acronym wants us or encourages us to discover the power of grace. Yes, the power of grace. If you visit the nursing home or the hospital or a prison, you'll discover firsthand power of grace. As you're helping cheer up people who are less fortunate than you, then you're finding out how fortunate you really are. If you go to a homeless shelter on the weekend and you pass out food to those who may not have eaten in days, you start recognizing the power of grace. As you're giving and receiving and appreciating those around you, as you're creating ways to help others succeed, you're discovering the power of grace, and there is no one that can walk in grace that can be upset. It's impossible. If you're walking in the power of grace, then happiness is your umbrella. No matter what's going on around you, you're shielded, and you have the ability to walk in joy. My friends and neighbors, we have a bunch to be thankful for, and I say walk in that power of grace. Finally, that H in our LAUGH acronym simply reminds us to find the humor. Yes, my friends and neighbors, find the humor. I can remember growing up as a kid with my sisters. I have two sisters, and we would argue over everything. Who got a chance to change the channel? Who was going to watch their favorite show? Who could sit in what particular chair? All these kinds of things. And no matter how fierce the arguments were, whenever we heard the ice cream truck driving down the street, we'd immediately run to our respective rooms, go get our money, run outside, and wait on the ice cream man. And after we ordered our bomb pop or our fudge sickle or our ice cream sandwich or whatever we decided, we completely forgot whatever it was we were arguing about. The ice cream man had no idea how many arguments he stopped, how much strife he ended, how much confusion he canceled just by driving down the street with that great music playing. My friends and neighbors, to somebody, you are the ice cream man. You're the one that counsels a confusion, that ends the arguments, that stops all the doubt. You're the person that people love to see coming. You're the one who brings a smile to the faces every time they see your number come up on their phone. You don't know the power you've got simply by discovering and finding the humor in our lives. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this segment. If you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.